killed mice and bumped them on the head. Little bunny boo boo!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Courtney Kaufman speaking, who is also joined today by her co-host Sarah Burgraff. Today's podcast experience may differ slightly from our usual programming due to unforeseen circumstances with our special guest. As a result, this episode will be briefer than usual. We kindly request that listeners with young children be advised this content may not be suitable for young ears, especially those who cherish Easter and the sweet indulgences it brings. Should your little ones fall into this category, we recommend they refrain from listening during this particular episode. Please note that the views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of our esteemed podcast. Thank you for your attention, and we hope you enjoy the journey with us today. Now, as always, we appreciate your understanding and support as we attempt to navigate along this particular bunny trail. So, today, our special guest is we have the Easter Bunny.
No way.
Yep. Unwrapped. So, we're taking you to the bunny behind the Easter basket. So, welcome.
We're so glad you're here.
Yeah, thanks for being here today.
Thank you. I'll have to get going here soon. But feel free to ask me any questions you're dying to know the answers to.
So, first of all, this is a busy week for you. Do you have anything like special you're doing to prepare? Like, what is your schedule like this week? Like, I'm sure it's really busy.
But first, I have to do a lot of mental preparation, so I tend to do a lot of meditation and so forth and so forth. And also, as far as I know, no one has invented any bunny deodorant as of late. So that has been a good motivator for me to work out. So I don't enjoy kids that are sweaty after their big egg hunts. And so I do my best to stay in shape so that I don't sweat on them either. I don't enjoy it when kids pick their noses and then put their boogers on me either. They tend to get stuck in my fur. And so I have to use the other 364 days of the year to undo all of that damage. But I don't really like to talk about that. It's a very difficult, difficult subject for me to open up about, as you can imagine.
What does working out look like for you? Like, do you have a trainer?
Yeah.
Or, like, how does that work?
Really like the Jane Fonda. She's got some videos that I've been using since the 80s that have been great on the thighs. Plus, as an added bonus, she's not too bad on the ice.
I think some of our listeners weren't born in Jane Fonda's time period, basically. Didn't she start Jazzercise?
Jazzercise. Did you ever do Jane Fonda Jazzercise?
No, I did not. I miss that. And so speaking of fur, I hear there are a lot of faux furs out there.
All I can say is they've sold out. There's only one of me and a bunch of faux furs. It really does a disgrace to what I'm doing and, frankly, to all of the beautiful creatures that got me here.
Well, moving on, what is it like being the Easter Bunny? Like, how did you get chosen out of all the bunnies in the world? I mean, not to be TMI, but aren't rabbits known for their prolific breeding habits? I'm sure there was lots of competition, are we right?
Yeah, the competition can be ruthless. But with all of that said, the real behind-the-scenes workers, the chickens, hold a quorum each year to choose between candidates. Chicks love me, so it's always a done deal that I'll be the main bunny that year.
So what I want to know is, like, what do you do? Like, what do you like to do when you're not prepping for Easter?
Well, recently I've taken up a bit of horseback riding. I also have found that painting by numbers is very cathartic to me.
So many questions there, but where do you like to travel? I'm sure with your international fame that you've been able to travel to some really great places.
Yeah.
So what are your favorites?
Yeah, for the most part it is, but there are always those occasional times when TSA don't recognize me and throw me in the storage cargo that load the main cabin with the peasant pets. And that really gets my dander up.
That does sound challenging, putting lives back. So if you could be any other special guy or something from the others, like St. Patrick, Santa, St. Valentine, like who would you pick to be and why?
Okay, I'm going to lay it out for you. Because it's not other than Santa himself. It's ridiculous. Every year he gets cookies laid out for him, and I get a bunch of unpeeled carrots with dirt on them. But he gets put up in the North Pole in the swanky village with elves that serve him. Meanwhile, I'm living in a burrow behind Joe's Crab Shack. However, I guess that's what people want.
Well, what about your personal life? I think that I heard once that Peter tried to set you up with his sisters. How was that?
Yeah, that was a disaster. Turns out none of them really want to live the kind of life I lead. Always on the go, and carrots tossed at you whenever you come out of the burrow. It's hard to be in a relationship with a celebrity, you know?
Well, it sounds like you may be ready to retire here soon. But I want to know, if you were never the Easter Bunny, what would your dream job have been?
Good.
I think it's pretty obvious that I would have made a great emotional support animal.
Sounds like a great job, but it probably doesn't allow the freedom that your current role does now. So what's next for you when you retire?
I don't know yet, but I'm pretty sure that I will own an emotional support animal.
Own?
Yes, I did say that.
I guess we're just wondering how that would work exactly. It seems like the process to obtain one might get a little complicated.
Like, what kind of animal were you thinking of adopting?
I'm thinking that I would enjoy owning one of Santa's reindeers. Although, I'd be happy to trade those in for a few of his elves. Look, I've had a blast. And I'm glad that I could use this interview to spread Easter joy to those both near and afar. But some of my peeps are having the party later, and I've got to take a nap first.
Yeah, definitely. Well, just one more thing. What are your thoughts regarding the Energizer Bunny?
Good question.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't think you appreciate it.
That was the end.
That was the end.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well,
that was our podcast for today.
We hope you all enjoyed our behind the basket with the Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
I hope you all have a great Easter.
Yeah. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
We'll be back in a couple of weeks with another great guest.
To New York, Texas to Minnesota, Iowa to Tennessee, Maine to South Dakota. You can see it upon the faces of folks across the land. Caring, giving, positive living, a brotherhood of man. From the farmers of Kansas to the fishermen of Maine. The jazz musicians of New Orleans, across the Colorado Plain. As you travel far and wide, sea to shining sea, the message becomes clear. I'm sure you will agree. There are miles of smiles, miles and miles of smiles, miles of smiles. Inspirational, so sensational.